It's Wednesday, January 31st, 2024, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Cybersecurity and AI consulting, key areas of growth for MSPs in 2024. IT automation gains momentum with some significant investments in AI startups, and Taylor Swift's AI incident spurs Microsoft to enhance safety measures. This is the Business of Tech. With as many breaches and security concerns as I report in this show, it should be obvious that cybersecurity is not just about technology, but also the human expertise needed to interpret and respond to complex threats. Huntress is focused on elevating SMBs and MSPs around the world. Huntress has a suite of fully managed cybersecurity solutions powered by a 24/7 human-led SOC dedicated to continuous monitoring, expert investigation, and rapid response. And the proof is the execution. Huntress is the number one rated EDR for SMBs on G2. Want to know more about the platform? Visit huntress.com/MSPradio to learn more. According to a recent Canalys poll, channel partners expect significant growth in their managed services businesses in 2024, driven by customer demand for cybersecurity management, cloud infrastructure, application development, AI solution consulting, and compliance requirements. The MSP model is evolving, with more partners involved and working in an ecosystem of other partners and vendors. Cybersecurity managed services and AI present opportunities for growth and better customer management. M&A activity in the channel is expected to return, and vendor consolidation in RMM is inevitable. MSP partners programs will become more widespread, and compliance and regulation will drive consulting opportunities. Challenges for MSPs include new customer acquisition, upskilling staff, and managing customer budgets. Canalys predicts that managed services revenue in the channel will grow at least 12% in 2024. According to research by Advania, just 2% of mid-market businesses can retain quality IT talent for more than 2 years. A shortage of skilled staff is cited as a significant barrier to achieving cybersecurity objectives. Mid-market businesses often develop lower quality cyber strategies internally due to difficulties hiring skilled IT staff. The mid-market faces challenges in retaining top IT talent due to rapid technological advances and limited budgets compared to larger enterprises. Overall, IT sector retention rates are notoriously poor. Why do we care? The prediction of 12% growth in managed services revenue shows robust demand in the sector. Canalys is big on ecosystems. Practically, it's about recognizing that influence and connection may play more of a role than direct sales. I'm going to call out RMM consolidation. What does that mean? While vendors have already rolled up, they're all dragging every product ever created along for the ride. Several of the large players sell two or three different solutions in the same space. While I do believe that the process of consolidation is inevitable, I think the timeline is ridiculously long, and it's not on my 2024 or 2025 risk analysis. It's fun to talk about. It's not a practical concern. Instead, talent retention is both a challenge and an opportunity. Providers should focus on creating a conducive work environment, offering competitive benefits, and providing opportunities for career growth and skill development. Because being great at retention and having great people, they can offer that solution to customers. We keep our people around, so you don't have to. One of my 2024 predictions was around IT automation. Well, Deploy, DEEPLOI, an IT as a service startup for small businesses, has raised $6.5 million in a seed round led by Atomico. The German startup aims to help companies automate workflows and reduce productivity loss caused by subpar IT setups. Deploy connects key IT tools and provides a unified user interface for various internal applications, simplifying onboarding and device management. The company plans to target larger IT teams in the future. Or how about this one? Unscript, a tech infrastructure health intelligence platform, has announced a $3.75 million pre-seed funding round. The platform leverages generative AI to proactively detect and resolve potential infrastructure health issues and production downtime, reducing the risk of human error and decreasing developer burnout. Unscript's AI-driven approach helps software teams manage complex Kubernetes infrastructure and provides pre-built failure signatures and an LLM agent to streamline troubleshooting and resolution time. Or how about this one? Raga AI, an AI-focused startup, has secured $4.7 million in seed funding to launch an automated testing platform for all types of AI. The platform, called Raga AI DNA, uses automation to detect and fix AI issues, offering over 300 tests to identify problems such as data drift, poor data labeling quality, and lack of model robustness. Raga AI aims to address the challenges of skill set constraints and safety concerns in AI development, and its funding will be used for research and development, team expansion, and strategic partnerships. And on the tools front, ServiceNow raises its annual subscription revenue forecast due to increased demand for its generative artificial intelligence products. The company expects to attract new clients by offering AI-integrated products such as Now Assist, which provides case summarization, search features, and virtual agent interactions. Now, why do we care? While there is money pouring into AI, the impact is that automation tools leveraging AI are seeing the uplift, and includes potentially direct competitors like Deploy. We'll see a boost in all of these IT automation tools over the course of the year. And some updates on the Taylor Swift AI non-consensual nude story. Microsoft has made changes to its AI text-to-image generation tool, Designer, after reports of AI-generated nude images of Taylor Swift were circulating on Twitter. The changes include introducing more protections and investigating the reports of misuse. Microsoft's Code of Conduct prohibits the creation of adult or non-consensual intimate content, and they're working on developing guardrails and safety systems to create a safer environment for users. And U.S. lawmakers have proposed the Defiance Act, which would allow individuals to sue over faked pornographic images of themselves created using AI. The bill aims to provide a civil right of action for intimate digital forgeries without consent, allowing victims to seek financial damages from those who knowingly produce or possess the images. The legislation responds to the increasing volume of manipulated explicit AI images, with Taylor Swift's case cited as an example. The Defiance Act is part of President Joe Biden's AI regulation agenda and seeks to address the issue of non-consensual AI porn. Why do we care? Tool providers had better tighten up their game. AI generation can be viewed as a platform, and as such, needs content moderation too. It serves as a crucial reminder for all companies in the IT and AI space to implement robust ethical guidelines and safety mechanisms in their AI products. Armies of Swifties have made what many women already knew was a story part of the public conversation, and may have finally brought the attention required to bring real legislation. IT companies should anticipate and prepare for more regulations in the field, focusing on compliance and ethical AI practices. Thanks for listening. Today is National Hot Chocolate Day. It's also Backwards Day, but I couldn't figure out how to do the show backwards. Got a comment, a question, a thought on a story? Put it in the comments if you're on YouTube, or reach out to me on LinkedIn if you're listening to the podcast. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines, posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button and follow or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSPradio, or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit mspradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of The Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.